in a car, and the car won't go. That's the way you spell Chicago. Knife and a fork and a plate of green. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, in the tight, tight sweater. Hey, baby, sure looking yellow. The girl over there with the hot pants on, turn her loose, Jane Brown, let her turn me on. 'Cause me and you, baby, go hand in hand. You the bow-legged woman, and I'm a knock-kneed man. In my room, a boom, 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 boom. In my room, boom, 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 boom. Make love to you. Make love to you. All I wanna do is make love to you. In my room, me and you. In my room, in my room, in my room. Boom, 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 boom.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a little program called Viva La Mock. Today is Friday, February 20. It's Friday, February 10th, 2023. Those are the words I'm trying to say. My name is Paul. I'm the Monster. Welcome.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savard. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Precious time reduced to crime, reduced to horror and shame, and the bittersweet taste of my pride I swallow down, spit back up, get kicked in the ass for the sake of the blame that I take to my grave. What can I say? I feel regret. My dear mistakes, conquer and pillage what they shouldn't take. Those sacred ties, the bonds of time. In a loop on a train, on a track, out of faith, out of line. I pick at the scabs on my heart and the scars on my sick, swollen mind. What hope can I find? Play the tapes. Fantastical visions that I try to shape. Flagitious eyes gaze through my mind. Watch me rattle my cage, just to cage, just to break out my cries. A cold and a long cannibal, unconsoled affectation survive. It's dark inside. Right. Yeah, I tried everything to get you off my mind. Ooh.
nobody. Nobody gets their kicks. Nobody gets their kicks. I want you to be happy, so just go be happy. Nobody gets their kicks from a sick optimist. I want you to be happy, so just go be happy. Nobody gets their kicks from a sick optimist.
for the power to resist the common cold, all access lives.
Just like honey.
from their Peacock Pools album, that's Pink Mountaintops, wrapping up that set of music with Blazing Eye here on WRCT. Before that, the Submarines, from a little EP they put out a few years back, doing their version of the Jesus Mary Chain's Just Like Honey. Lamb Chop, Kurt Wagner has a new album out, newer album, I should say, within the last year, last 12 months. New album's called The Bible, whatever mortal the track you heard. Bovian, speaking of new music, some brand new music from Bovian, the title track from the Sick Optimistic EP. Then I started the entire set with some Lou Reed. The man, the myth, the legend, Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening around this time. If you're like, dude, it's not Friday evening, then that must mean you have found yourself listening to an encore presentation of that very same show. But if it is Friday, February 10th, 2023, I'm hanging out in the studio, picking the songs, selecting the tunes, taking the requests, doing all of that. Hey, speaking of new music, while I'm on the subject of new music, do you like new music? What about free tickets to shows? Well, if you like both of those, or just one or the other, guess what? If you listen to the new and newer music show every Sunday night from 9 to 11, you can join Peter as he plays your favorite new music. But he also gives away tickets to your favorite bands and artists' shows. I don't know how he does it. He's a mastermind. But it's a Sunday evenings at 9 p.m., the new and newer music show. You can listen old-fashioned way, 88.3. You can listen on the streams with wrct.org. You can actually follow him on the Instagram, New Show WRCT. So it's at New Show WRCT. That's the new and newer music show, Sunday nights here on WRCT. So I don't know why this one did not make the big headlines. Nope, we got to talk about spy balloons and what one side of the aisle is saying about the other side of the aisle and all that fun stuff. But we lost a musical icon this past week. And I'm talking about Burt Bacharach. A few of you are like, I don't know who that is, or I've heard his name. So what I'm doing on this program, I'm not doing a Burt Bacharach mock, because for some reason I feel I might have done that sometime in the last 20 plus years. What I'm going to do, it's sprinkle Burt Bacharach penned tunes, but maybe not the original. So like a cover of the song throughout the duration of my show. That's what I'm going to do. I do have a mock coming up at midnight. So for those of you listening to the entire Viva La Mock radio program, the 4-hour Friday night extravaganza, you'll get that in about 3 hours. For those of you on an encore, you're not going to get it in this episode. You'll have to listen to a bonus encore that is the second 2 hours of my program. But I'll have a mock in that thematically related to Burt Bacharach. I will at least tell you that much. But one thing I did not know about Mr. Bacharach, a lot of things I didn't know, but I've been doing a lot of reading about him, listening to his tunes. One of the first songs that he had a writing credit to with some big success. Now, his big writing partner was Hal David. So you see a lot of Burt Bacharach, Hal David. Burt wrote the music, Hal wrote the lyrics. But it was Hal's brother, Mac, that Burt really had his, I want to say maybe his first success. A little Steve McQueen film called The Blob. They wrote the theme song. What do you think of that? So let's play the Metrolights doing their version of the theme from The Blob here in the Viva La Mock radio program.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides across the floor, right through door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Cool. town filming that. And my baby's hands. And my baby's hands. Cause except for her, there just ain't nothing to latch on to. Thank you.
breaking my heart. Well, falling leaf doesn't make September in May. Don't go breaking my heart. I made a mistake, now must you make a mountain out of a grain of sand. Don't throw love away because I went astray for a while. Teach my heart how to smile. Well, say goodbye doesn't mean we can't love again. Don't go breaking my heart. Sun falls down, even then you remain in my heart. Come to my arms forevermore, stay in my arms and give me your love.
Astrid Gilberto wrapping up that set of music with her version of Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Came out in 1966. The original version actually came out in 1965. Original version done by the man who wrote it, Burt Bacharach, and his orchestra and chorus, it was the name of the project, the performer, came out in March of 65. And then Dionne Warwick did her version in December of 65. And then Astrid did hers later in 1966. We lost Burt Bacharach. If you haven't heard me say that 40 times yet, you will. I mean, it is 40 past the hour, so just the number 40 stuck on my head. Up next, U2 40. No, I'm just kidding. That's not up next. Hey, while before I get to the songs, I'm going to sidetrack myself already. Because when I play the Astrid Gilberto right away, I'm like, well, you were probably listening earlier, but if you weren't, don't forget you can hear Brazilian music each and every week here on WRCT. It's a show called From Ipanema to the World. It's every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. Again, it's Ipanema to the World, From Ipanema to the World, each and every Friday at 7 p.m. here on WRCT. Now let's get back. Let's get back into the name of the songs and the songs I just played. Before that, how about some Courtney Barnett? Album came out about 9 years ago. The double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, name of the album, and Don't Apply Compression Gently with the track. I love Courtney Barnett. I don't know, not like in a creepy way, just the music she puts out. I've not heard anything she's put out that I was like, huh, what happened there, Court? Kurt Vile, someone who has done some recording with Courtney Barnett, gave us Baby's Arms before that. Scott Turner and Friends from It Was Cool with August. It Was Cool. I'll call that the title track. And the Metro Lights started off the entire set. Speaking of the Burt Bacharach from In Spy-Fi with their version of the theme to The Blob. You know, when I hear that song, or maybe when I just think of blobs, I'm not sure. Which direction that goes, but I get Zombo stuck in my brain. And if you have never gotten Zombo stuck in your brain, you can do it each and every Friday as well from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. I know, he's got no business still being on the radio. Yeah, it was like a program that we did 20 years ago that let some kids who had some special desires do a radio show, and Zombo was one of them, and he just stuck around. But he's still here, doing his thing. Again, it's Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Oh, I was part of that program, but it was years earlier. Years earlier, and I stuck around too, didn't I? Hey, I should remind you, if you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, maybe body pain and flu-like symptoms, I'm not talking about the COVIDs. I'm talking that you might actually have chronic fatigue syndrome. Yeah, it affects more than 4 million Americans, but less than 20% have actually been diagnosed. If you go to the CDC's website, which is cdc.gov/CFS, you can find the latest on diagnosis and treatment. You can get informed, you can get diagnosed, and you can get help. This message brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT, which is me. If you're in the mood for sending me a request, why don't you do that? WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line. WRCTRequest@gmail.com or call me up, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Guess what I did yesterday? Got a haircut.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut, and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charge it like a puzzle, Hitman wearing muzzle.
All your dreams, reasons. Saturday night, late night. Tonight is your future. Sunday's a beat away. Hold it up to the light in accelerated time. Saturday night, late night.
Brand new music from Babe Rainbow with All the Power from the Organic Band CD. Before the Babe Rainbow, how about Guided by Voices from their Tremblers and Goggles by Rank with Unproductive Funk, which is, I don't know. I was actually saying this earlier this week, and by earlier this week, I think it was today. So, okay, earlier today, I was like, yeah, you know, Mondays are always tough. Like, I just never feel productive. on a Monday. I'm getting over the weekend. And I'm like, and Fridays are tough because I'm so excited about the weekend. I can't focus on what I need to do in the day with my job, you know? And then I was like, you know what? And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, those are also just kind of tough because you're like, you're in the middle of the week. So apparently I'm in an unproductive funk a lot. A lot. But not now. I'm here for you. Right here, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. I'm in a productive funk. Yeah, this is a productive funk show. With not a lot of funk played. I put the fun in funk. I don't know where I'm going with any of this. Let me tell you the songs I played. Before that, Guided by Voices. How about R.E.M. went back to 1984's Reckoning album. That was their second full-length album, if you are not up to speed on the R.E.M. discography. Chris Church in there. Brand new music from Chris Church. Literally, the song was emailed from the record label to me today and said it's being released next Friday, but Mockster, you can actually premiere it in Pittsburgh. And I did it kind of secretly because I just played it. I was just like, boom, I got the email, and like 5 minutes later, I'm playing it. So first time I even heard it. It's Going Till We Go, brand new music from Chris Church. And then Pavement from Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain gave us Cut Your Hair because I just got a haircut. Look at the webcam, wrct.org. Look at it. Look at that awesome haircut I got. Now, the fun part is, you know, they keep a record of when you came in last. And there's people who go into barbershops, beauty establishments, whatever you want to call, haircutting places. And they go in on a regular basis, every 4 weeks, every whatever. They've got a timed length for their hair. I believe the president usually gets their haircut every 2 weeks. So it never looks longer in any picture. That's a true story. So back to, and I'm in there, and I'm watching this gentleman. He's waiting to get his haircut. And literally, I can't see why he's in there. He does not need a haircut. And then there was another one sitting there. He didn't need a haircut. And he had one of those, I'm going to say it. If you have this haircut, I'm going to say it's weird. He had that weird head shave to, like, you know, peach fuzz. So he probably uses a number one clipper. And then the top of his head was just this mop of, like, flippity-floppity. That he probably pulls back in a little ponytail on the weekends or a little hair bun or something. I don't know. Like in the 80s, those were the punk rock kids because they would mousse up and gel up and Kool-Aid up their hair for a good spiky mohawk. But I can guarantee you this guy's probably never heard of punk rock music. And he was getting his hair cut. I was like, why are you here? The last time I was sitting there was at the end of November.